You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up this weekend, members of the Democratic National Committee met in Atlanta and elected former Labor Secretary Tom Perez as their new chair. We'll talk about the election and the future of the Democratic Party with a political scientist. Right now, Wisconsin has arrived at a turning point when it comes to how we pay for roads, and this debate comes at a time when road conditions in some parts of the state are deteriorating. Some of these challenges are out of the state's hands, others may have been self-inflicted. Wisconsin Public Radio is airing a five-part series on transportation funding this week that explores how we got here and what happens next. We begin with a look back at the 2005 repeal of a gas tax indexing law that used to help pay for Wisconsin's roads. As Sean Johnson reports, indexing was a bipartisan idea that had a bipartisan unraveling.
Former Wisconsin Governor Tony Earle hasn't held office since 1987, but when he visits the state capitol square in Madison, he still gets recognized. Earle is sitting down for an interview at one of the local pubs when Madison Representative Diane Hesselbein, a fellow Democrat, stops by to say hi.
Yes, nice to see you, Diane.
Nice to see you again.
Not surprising, we're talking about politics.
You are. I'm just shocked about that.
Earle jokes that he's talking about the good old days when everything was better. But when it comes to the way politics used to work, Tony Earle isn't kidding around. He says Republicans and Democrats used to talk all the time and work together on big issues like road funding.
I wish there were more of that. You recognize someone for their abilities. You don't stop when you see a D or an R after the name.
Earle even hired a Republican, Lowell Jackson, to be his secretary of the Department of Transportation. He got to know Jackson when they were both running for governor. Earle says they were both considered underdogs, so they debated each other during primary season. Jackson joked about it during this debate in August of 1982.
And Tony Earle, you and I have debated so often that I just don't know what to say about you, except I think I've taught you too much.
That included automatic gas tax indexing. Earle calls Jackson the founder of gas tax indexing in Wisconsin and says his idea was relatively simple. The cost of gasoline goes up and down. The need for road projects is constant. Legislators don't like to vote for gas tax increases, so indexing tied them to inflation, and they went up automatically.
Most people never noticed, so there was never a bellyache where if you don't have it indexed when you need it, you got to go and ask the legislature for a tax increase, and nobody likes to do that. Nobody likes to vote for it. Indexing removes that.
Indexing was in effect for the last 2 years of Earle's administration, but it was Wisconsin's next governor who really saw the benefits.
When I was governor, there was the joke that in Wisconsin there are two seasons, winter time and highway construction time, because we were rebuilding highways all over the state.
Republican Tommy Thompson served 14 years as Wisconsin's governor. He signed two gas tax increases into law, but the gas tax went up automatically through indexing 11 times. Thompson says indexing helped Wisconsin build its highways and grow the economy. Thompson understands some critics viewed indexing as taxation without representation.
In theory, that's very good. But the truth of the matter is nobody's going to vote for a gasoline tax, and as a result of that, our highways are in bad shape. It was a trade-off.
By 2005, Wisconsin was more polarized than in the days of Thompson or Earle. The legislature's Republican leaders still favored indexing, but many rank-and-file GOP lawmakers wanted it repealed. Those rank-and-file members had a powerful ally in conservative talk radio in Milwaukee. And when then-Assembly Speaker John Gard took to Mark Belling's show to warn of the dangers of repealing indexing, Belling repeatedly shouted him down.
Mark, I believe you'd long-term devastate a lot of very badly needed infrastructure improvements around the state.
Let's test it then.
Both Gard and Senate Republican Majority Leader Dale Schultz changed their minds and voted to repeal indexing. That left the issue in the hands of Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, who was facing re-election in 2006.
I will be signing the bill that will repeal the automatic tax increase.
Doyle signed the repeal without fanfare. But at the time, he said he still wanted the state to fund all of its transportation projects.
I think the legislature is now putting itself on the hot spot, and that's probably where they deserve to be, that if they want to have those projects and if it's the result is that they have to increase the gas tax, then they're going to have to do it in a straightforward way and take that vote.
3 years later, with his reelection behind him and the legislature now under Democratic control, Doyle said it was time for the state to bring back gas tax indexing. But that never happened. Indexing would have increased Wisconsin's gas tax by 6 cents per gallon by now, but its repeal cost state government roughly $1.2 billion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.
WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson is in the studio with us now for more on that and his transportation series. Sean, good to have you back.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is and was the hot budget issue last budget season, this budget season. How are we going to pay for roads? Are we going to have to put off projects? Things like that. You're tackling this issue in a five-part series, and it sounds like this gas tax indexing repeal is part of our origin story of how we got to where we are today.
I think so. I mean, when you just think about the situation we're in, why we're in the situation we're in, you need money to build roads, and then you have to decide how much you want to build. And essentially what the state of Wisconsin did with that vote in 2005 was decide that it was going to have less money to bring in, but the appetite for building roads continued. It kept building. And so that's kind of where we are today, where you've reached a turning point, I think it's fair to say.
And that gas tax index was indexed to inflation. Costs go up, the gas tax goes up with it. And we've heard in recent DOT audits, they're underestimating the costs of road building in part because they're not taking into account inflation, which, again, the gas tax is not keeping up with. So in absolute dollars, we, in a way, have less money coming out of the gas tax.
Yeah, and the whole idea behind this gas tax, you sort of see why it was put in now that it's been taken away. I mean, there was this idea when it was put in, as you heard former governors articulate there, that people don't like to take that vote, that it's an unpopular vote to go out and raise the gas tax. So we just recognize, we, the government, recognize that highways are something that only the government can do. We're going to go in with this gas tax. We're going to, index this so that it goes up automatically. And then, we've essentially got that part of the equation taken care of. When indexing was repealed in 2006, there was a lot of talk by lawmakers and the governor that, hey, we got to make some decisions now. We either have to cut projects or we have to go out and we have to find new revenue. And they haven't done either.
Neither of those has happened. And so now there's a lot of talk. Are we going to borrow? Are we going to raise revenue? Or are we going to ration, in effect, our road building and road maintenance? Is anybody now talking about, hey, maybe we should bring back this gas tax indexing?
You hear some people talking about it, mostly Democratic lawmakers. You think of Peter Barca, the Assembly Democratic Minority Leader, has said pretty clearly, forcefully, that he wants to do it. Democrats who served on the legislature's budget committee last session said they want to do it. The Senate Minority Leader, Jen Schilling, has said she's open to it. As far as Republicans who actually have to make these calls because they're running the legislature and then they're in the governor's office, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss voted to repeal indexing in 2005. Now, this session, he said, I want to keep all options on the table. I haven't heard him address indexing specifically. Senator Fitzgerald, again, voted to end indexing in 2005. Haven't heard him address it specifically. And then Governor Walker's had a pretty hardline stand against any taxes in this budget.
This is part one of a five-part series. Just give us a quick preview. What are we coming up with next?
Yeah, so tomorrow there's going to be a story about kind of that continued building that we've had. We've continued to build these big projects even though we don't have as much money coming in. Wednesday there'll be a story about the effect of weight on roads, and really nothing damages roads like heavy trucks, heavy vehicles, and Wisconsin has continued to embrace those heavy vehicles. Thursday, it'll be a story about kind of how we've gotten, or where we are now. The situation of local roads, the conditions of local roads is pretty bad in some places. And then Friday, it's a look ahead to what happens next.
We'll leave it there. Sean, thanks as always.
Thanks, Rob.
That was Sean Johnson, WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. We'll bring you part two of this series at this time tomorrow and check back in with Sean later on with more on the series. Coming up after the news, we'll talk to a political scientist about this weekend's election of a new Democratic National Committee chair and whether divisions within the Democratic Party are widening, are closable, what it means for future elections. I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time. You're listening to the Ideas Network.